doing anything in game management that has to do with wolves. Sad part is they went so far, they literally stopped our department, who now has had to act illegally for a while, just to do the kind of basic, simple things that we would expect the department to do. On the marijuana initiative, same thing. The group of people pushing and supporting that thing wanted to throw this statewide open for marijuana use. They sold it to the public by saying, oh, it's for medical purposes only. And most of us are very sympathetic to that if you've had a member of your family that has been subjected to chemotherapy or cancer treatments of some type. Some of these things can be beneficial, and they can really help, especially with nausea and other problems associated with chemotherapy. So there's a heartfelt desire on the part of the public to make certain that those people that are suffering have that opportunity. But what was really behind it? It didn't have anything to do with medical treatment. What it had to do with, let's throw the door wide open like they have in California, where now all it takes is a letter from any doctor, and you can walk into a smoke shop and sit there and trade and buy quantities of this product. That's if you actually ever take the time, and the people of Alaska never had a chance to really do this, if you ever take the time to just read that initiative, that thing looks like a piece of Swiss cheese. It's got holes big enough you could drive a bus full of marijuana through, and that's what the people who passed it wanted it to do. So the initiative process frequently does get abused, and I think in each of these instances we have seen that it got abused and abused very badly. And it'll be up to us to try and correct that. And I applaud the senator for bringing the resolution, and or I should say the legislation forward for us. And I hope we can work on that together and try and find a way to tighten some of that up. And the last thing is on, I should have mentioned litigation too. I want to also applaud the governor. I have been very critical of this administration for the last 5 years on its refusal to stand up and defend this state on its statehood rights. We watched the Babbitt case get dismissed. We watched a very weak approach taken on Venati. In fact, it was this legislature that had to fund the necessary dollars to make certain that Venati was carried forward. We have seen, at best, a very ambivalent approach on the part of this administration towards protecting our statehood's rights. The waters that surround this state for 3 miles out are this state's waters. The fish that swim within those waters belong to the people of this state. Today, we literally have the federal government going out into Glacier Bay purchasing state-issued limited entry permits and then basically burying or killing those permits, killing the opportunity of any Alaskan to ever own that permit or fish in that area in our state waters. After the Resource Committee hearings, it became obvious that the administration had been standing in the background for far too long. And I think the public demonstration of that has now brought them forward. But whatever the reasons were that have now brought them forward, I applaud them for being there. Thank God they finally stepped up to the plate, and I agree with the majority leader that we should, as a legislature, not only support but strongly support the administration in this effort. And I would literally through this comment, let me call upon Legislative Council and its good chairman to literally appropriate the funds necessary to make certain that an extensive amicus brief supporting the state's position on this be filed by them so that the legislature can not only be supportive but be in court with the governor making certain that the very best case possible be put forward for the state of Alaska. Let me just pass this one on in closing. There is no problem that affects us socially or medically in this state worse than alcohol abuse. And alcohol abuse now has become substance abuse. It's poly. It'll not involve just alcohol anymore. Now it's alcohol, drugs. It's huffing, the breathing of noxious vapors from gasoline or paint or whatever by young children. All of this is symptomatic of a state that has always had a major problem. We have it today. And I really applaud my colleague for bringing forward the resolution today because it's something that we need to have brought to our attention on a frequent basis. We all talk about it. We all anguish about it. We very seldom do anything about it. It's my hope that in the process of this legislative session, we can better direct those efforts that we have made in the past towards alcohol and its abuse in this state. I personally will be celebrating my 26th year of sobriety this year. My sobriety birth date is March 18, 1975. So I mention that with some pride for myself, but at the same time I mention it to let those people know who are out there today and are having a tough time of it. that you can come around on this stuff, you can win, and life is better. And when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you step up the plate and say, I've had enough of that stuff, let's move on with a better life. And I just wanted those people to know that there are some of us that have done it. We're still succeeding with the help of God and strong family support and friends, but it is possible. And I really recommend that to anyone out there who's having those kind of problems. And if there's any way this senator's office can be of assistance, I'll be there. Thank you.
Any further special orders? 10:45. Senator Mackey.
Yeah, you'll notice the time change on session tomorrow. We'll meet at 10:45, take care of some business, and then we will go to the House for a joint session to hear the state of the judiciary from Alaska's Chief Justice. So with that, I move and ask unanimous consent. Senate adjourned till 10:45 a.m. tomorrow.